Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a company that's been making waves recently in the energy and industrial space, Babcock & Wilcox Enterprises, ticker symbol BW. If you're looking for a stock with some serious momentum and a unique position in the market, stick around because we're breaking down everything you need to know, from financials to future potential. Let's get started. Alright, so before we crunch the numbers, let's set the stage. Babcock & Wilcox is a name you might not hear every day, but they've been around since 1867, delivering solutions in energy and emissions control. They're based out of Akron, Ohio, and their work touches industries like power generation, petrochemicals, and even metals processing. Think of them as a behind-the-scenes player powering some critical infrastructure. Today, we're going to peel back the layers on their business, their performance, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's start with a closer look at who Babcock & Wilcox really is. This company operates through three main segments: B&W Thermal, B&W Renewable, and B&W Environmental. They provide technologies for power plants, industrial facilities, and even renewable energy solutions like waste-to-energy systems. Their client base spans utilities, heavy industry, and niche sectors needing specialized equipment for emissions control. With about 1,900 employees and a history stretching over 150 years, they've built a reputation for innovation in a pretty traditional space. What's interesting is their pivot toward greener tech while still serving fossil fuel-based industries, a balancing act that could define their future. Now, let's talk money, specifically how Babcock & Wilcox is bringing in revenue. For fiscal year 2024, they reported total revenue of about $717 million, which is a slight dip from $727 million in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, their thermal division is the big earner, pulling in nearly $498 million, or about 69% of the pie. The renewable segment contributed $110 million, and environmental added $109 million. Geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market at $463 million, followed by Canada at $81 million, with smaller contributions from places like Indonesia and the Philippines. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on the thermal segment and the U.S. market, something to watch if diversification becomes a priority. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable they've been. In 2025, Babcock & Wilcox reported a net loss of $36 million, which translates to an EPS of negative 48 cents. That's an improvement from a much larger loss of $197 million in 2023, or negative 2.38 per share, but it still shows they're not out of the woods yet. On a positive note, their EBITDA for 2025 was $33 million, up from just $2 million in 2024, suggesting operational improvements. Key takeaways? They're trimming losses, but consistent profitability remains elusive. Management has been vocal about focusing on backlog growth, especially in data center energy projects, which could be a game changer down the line. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their recent earnings calls. In their Q3 2025 discussion, leadership highlighted optimism around their growing backlog and strategic focus on high-demand areas like AI-driven power generation for data centers. They're positioning themselves to capitalize on speed-to-market solutions, which could give them an edge. There's also a sense of confidence in their raised EBITDA guidance, which aligns with the recent stock surge we've seen. It's clear they're betting big on emerging energy needs, and if they execute well, this could be a turning point. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial health. Looking at their balance sheet for 2025, Babcock & Wilcox has total assets of $663 million, down from $727 million in 2024, with cash on hand at $89.5 million, a solid increase from $23.4 million the prior year. However, their total liabilities sit at $794.5 million, resulting in negative shareholders' equity of $131.6 million. That's a red flag, showing they owe more than they own. Their current ratio is 1.22, which means they can cover short-term obligations, but it's not a wide margin. On the cash flow side, they burned through $68.9 million in operating activities in 2025, and free cash flow was negative $85.7 million. These numbers tell me they're still in a cash-hungry phase, likely investing heavily in growth, but it's a risk for investors looking for stability. So what's Babcock & Wilcox worth? Let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $16.75, their market cap is roughly $77 billion. But here's the kicker. Their P/E ratio is negative at net 53, reflecting those ongoing losses. Price to sales is more reasonable at 2.61, meaning investors are paying about $2.61 for every dollar of revenue. Their enterprise value is $1.94 billion, factoring in debt, which is high relative to equity. Compared to the industrial machinery industry's average P/E of 44, BW looks either deeply undervalued or justifiably cheap due to profitability struggles. I lean toward the latter. There's potential, but the risk is baked into this price. Let's break down Babcock & Wilcox through a SWOT analysis to see the full picture. Starting with strengths, they've got a strong foothold in thermal and emissions control tech, with a long history of serving critical industries. Their recent pivot to data center energy projects is a big plus, showing adaptability. On the weaknesses side, consistent net losses and negative equity are glaring issues. Financial stability isn't their strong suit right now. Opportunities? The push for cleaner energy and AI-driven power needs could be massive tailwinds if they position themselves right. But threats loom large, competition in the industrial space is fierce, and their debt levels could hurt if interest rates stay elevated or economic conditions worsen. It's a mixed bag, but the growth catalysts are intriguing. Now, let's look at how the stock has been performing. Over the past week, BW is down 8.6%, which might spook some short-term traders. But zoom out, and the picture gets brighter. Up 5.3% over the past month, 43.4% over 3 months, and a staggering 250% over 6 months. Over the last year, it's up 350%. That's some serious momentum, likely tied to their raised guidance and data center buzz. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 28.3% over the year, BW is crushing it. Technically, the chart shows strong upward trends, though that recent dip suggests potential consolidation. If you're thinking short-term, watch for support levels around $15, could be a buying opportunity if it holds. Let's try to pin down the intrinsic value of BW to see if it's over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we have to account for their negative free cash flow and high debt, which complicates things. Their revenue growth has been inconsistent, and profitability isn't there yet, so traditional DCF models might not fully capture their potential. Instead, let's consider their growth catalysts, like the data center projects, and compare that to industry multiples. Based on forward-looking estimates and factoring in their strategic moves, I'd argue BW could be worth closer to $20 per share if they hit their growth targets over the next few years. That's about a 20% upside from the current $16.75 price. But this hinges on execution and stabilizing their balance sheet. If they stumble, the downside risk could push it back to single digits. It's a speculative play, no doubt, but the reward potential is there for patient investors. So, what's the verdict on Babcock & Wilcox? Look, this isn't a stock for the faint of heart. They've got incredible momentum with a 350% gain over the past year, and their focus on data center energy and renewables could be a goldmine. But those net losses, negative equity, and cash burn are real risks. If you're a long-term investor with a high risk tolerance, BW might deserve a small position, especially if you believe in the energy transition story. For more conservative folks, I'd wait for signs of consistent profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.